It's time now for the facts on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.
A lot to get through today here on 98.9 FM. We're having a little yarn about the COVID-19 virus. And Dr. Jonathan, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. What's the latest goss?
This week's been good, I guess, just apart from Victoria, where they've got that cluster of cases at the meatworks, and that seems to be kind of the majority of new cases down that way, which has sort of boosted the numbers across the country. But I think otherwise, if you look at the rest of the states, everyone's kind of had, you know, ones, twos and threes most days. Queensland had two yesterday and none the day before, five the day before that. So, yeah, I think overall it's still sort of suppressed across the country. But I think that it's the kind of thing that highlights that that's probably what we might see, is these little outbreaks happen. And as long as we can contain and control them well, that's what's going to stop the community spread happening and sort of the second wave happening, if we can control those.
Yeah, all right. And it's not official yet, but some laws definitely changing over the Mother's Day for Mother's Day, I think, in particular. Yeah. Does it go back to normal straight after that? Is it just Mother's Day and then it goes?
No, I think from what I've read, it'll change sort of ongoing. They haven't released the public health direction yet, which I expect that we'll see today, but it looks like they're relaxing the 50-kilometre rule if you're visiting another household. And I think if you're visiting a household, they say up to five people, but I think that's from one other household, so it couldn't be like you have four different people from different places coming.
Yes.
So it's really just to have two households kind of get together for this. So I guess it still won't be quite a normal Mother's Day for siblings who live in different houses, but it might be visiting mum one at a time kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And some bit of on a personal note, you've come down with is it a cold?
Yeah, just I'm not too bad. I'm not too sick, but yesterday I came down with a bit of a runny nose and sore throat, bit of a headache. So thought, oh, here we go. So
I feel for you.
Phone consult and went and got my test. Did a drive through test. So yeah. I'm in isolation until I get the result of that today. Sometime, hopefully.
Where can I go for a drive through test myself? Not that I'm feeling any sort of
symptoms
yet, but where can I go?
Yeah,
to get this?
I think there's three or four spots across Brisbane at least. I went to one at Murray, and it was very easy, just like going through, drive through Macca's or somewhere. It was very fast and easy. These tests aren't comfortable, but it's all over and done.
I was going to say, I've seen the tests and a diagram of them and people having them done, and pretty full on.
straight down the nasals.
Yeah.
So straight up the back of the nose until it, hits the back of your throat, or what do they do?
Yeah, they kind of put it in a few centimetres in your nose and then kind of twist around. But it's literally only in there for 2 seconds. So,
yeah. You just, I think it's more the fear of it going in. And a few centimetres, maybe 10 centimetres.
10 centimetres.
We also had a listener, Al Jay, ask a question. Are fans allowed into change rooms? I'm guessing that's a definite no, considering...
Yeah, I think that's probably a question for Jarrell, which we're going to have on the show at 8:30.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know why I brought it up here.
That's all good.
Wrong one, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think there's any change rooms even existent yet, so we've got to get to that point first before we can even consider it. But yeah. No, so the pretty much up until the official release, they're looking at having another family visit another family household, two households getting together. Yeah. So it's important that we...
Yeah. I did want to mention one other new program, if that's okay.
That's
so in some major cities across the country, but definitely in Brisbane, there's a new program called Elder Support or Aged Care Rapid Response.
Yep.
So it's for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the age of 50 who are kind of vulnerable or isolated because of coronavirus. It's a free service that the AMS is rolling out, the medical services, to provide kind of a weekly check-in and catch-up yarn, but also providing some meals delivered or groceries delivered, and transport for appointment, medical appointments, that kind of thing. So just contact your local AMS if you're in that boat or you've got a family member in that boat.
AMS, yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Well,
Dr. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
No worries. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
That was the latest on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.